You and I talked back in November. You talked about the bylaw changes and everything that you all been working on. I take it all that has been put together and you're ready to see it all implemented, right?
This is where the rubber hits the road, is when the board sees these documents and the board makes decisions on how it wants to move forward with CBB business. So the stuff we talked about in November has come to fruition. The recommendations are all finalized. The board will view those on Thursday and decide how it wants to move forward with all of these things that our special committees have worked hard for 6 months. So winter convention is always when the rubber hits the road for the CBB, and this is no exception.
You'll have your, kind of a joint meeting with NCBA on Saturday morning. About that meeting, what all is going to be covered at that meeting for you all then?
Well, most of our business we take care of our first business session, which happens on Thursday, and that is a CBB-only session. But on Saturday, when we have a meeting jointly with NCBA, we'll elect officers. And that's always an exciting time for us because we get our new leadership, we get our new committee set, and then the business of next year for those officers and that leadership can begin. So those new voices, those new faces, is always important to CBB leadership.
That changes every year. While that can be interesting, at the same time, it's important to get more and more people across the nation involved, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and that's part of the strength of CBB, I think, is the secretary looks at nominations from all across the country, a diverse producer base. They can be Western, they can be Eastern, they can be from all sorts of associations and mindsets, and puts together the CBB based on diversity within the industry. So when we get those people together, it really is a unique opportunity for producer voices to work together toward the good of the whole.